whenever we preface something of markets being disrupted, everything was disrupted, including the diamond market over COVID-19. It's one of the sectors that's been very, very hard hit over COVID-19. But even before a pandemic, there has been a shift in the jewelry buying market. For one, young people, millennials or zennials, we're seeing a trend that they are not necessarily buying diamonds and fine jewelry like their parents, grandparents, or great-grandparents have done. There was, though, a report by Christie's that says that may buck the trend in terms of 40-year-olds and young and the buying of jewelry. But there are many reasons. Could be that millennials are marrying at a later stage. They're delaying buying engagement rings, or maybe even engagement rings aren't even part of their thought process anymore. There's also the discussion on whether tastes are the same. So maybe tastes have evolved to become a bit more niche, a bit more indie, a bit more independent jewelry. Or maybe simply priorities and financials have shifted. So how does the diamond industry, and particularly the fine jewelry industry, look in this city of Cape Town? Joining me now, Yair Shamansky is the CEO of Shamansky Fine Jewelry, joins me now, and in front of me is an array of exquisite fine rings, gold and silver, and lots of diamonds. I should have worn sunglasses. Yeah, this is very, very beautiful and sparkly stuff in front of us. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Lester, and good morning to the listeners. So I'm doing great. Great to be in Cape Town. And yeah, so people are still buying jewelry. Otherwise, we would not be here in business. And yeah, and there's, I think, a lot of shift into personalization, into custom-made item, but definitely jewelry is part of one's expression of their own style, and people curate jewelry through their life in order to create their own identity and a unique look and feel.
We blame millennials for destroying a lot of industries and markets. You're saying that's incorrect, that younger markets, or those who are economically active and can afford, are still very much investing in particularly fine jewelry, but this time with a lot more personalization.
Yes, we definitely see a lot of interest in jewelry. And when you look at jewelry, it's more an emotional investment. We call it in the relationship bank, also in the identity. And people love jewelry through the ages. I think it will continue to be a very good symbol of one's expression. And yes, with price going up, with the currency maybe depreciating against the dollar, there's maybe a certain shift, but there's always something for anyone. And I didn't see a woman that really was not excited to get jewelry as a gift.
Well, let's put that open to our listeners. 021-446-0567. Are you still blown away by the concept of fine jewelry, a diamond ring, or maybe a gold, rose gold band? Let us know. 021-446-0567. Or do you think that styles, taste, priorities have moved on? 072-567-1567. I know the origin of the engagement ring. Apparently, the origin of the engagement ring was a PR, a publicity campaign by De Beers Diamonds back in the day, around about the 1920s, in terms of solidify your love by buying a diamond ring. I don't know if you would agree with that or not. What do you think the purpose is of an engagement ring?
Look, I think the engagement ring, it was a very good marketing initiative that lasts until today, especially a diamond is forever. But if you look into it, it's a ring that you wear every day on your life. It symbolizes the relationship. You can look at your engagement ring 20 years or 30 years down the line. It will instantly take you to that moment that you had a proposal. And you know, men in general are a bit more complicated in conveying the emotion. And when they open the box and ask the big question, will you marry me? I think all of those emotion coming out, and all they want to hear is "I do," and this is where the love story began.
That's a very good point in trying to convey an emotion. But as a jeweler who has a history in making and designing your own jewelry, is bigger always best? The bigger the diamond, the more I love you. Well, theoretically, according to how it goes.
I think everybody needs to find something that they really love within the budget. And rather it's a big diamond or a small diamond, it's the meaning that you attach to it. But again, we never came across a woman that say, "Get me a smaller diamond." So I think when it's come to diamond, bigger is better.
Yeah. They always wanted bigger. But let's talk about your history and the history of Szymanski Jewels. I've been reading up, and you started out this business that is represented here in South Africa, Cape Town, but also now globally, New York as well. Starting out as someone who designed and crafted your own jewelry to sell in the flea markets of Durban. It's a very much an inspirational story of how you start from humble beginnings to now being represented, you know, in the high streets of major countries.
Yeah, so I have started the business as a one-man show in the Durban flea market. And just for everybody that want to get into the jewelry business, the best time to start a business is actually right now. Well, I will say go for it. And I think there's still a lot of opportunities in South Africa and worldwide to start a business despite any economic or any potential issue that people may think. You just need to start, keep on going. And with passion, you will overcome any issue. And for us as a brand, we are still relatively a very young brand in the world scheme of an international brand. And we're really just in the beginning of our journey.
Do you dream of being one day being like a Tiffany & Co., a Tiffany Diamond?
Look, obviously we are inspired by the larger international luxury brand. And we're definitely on the way and inspire, and we'll do whatever we can to make people happy and to continue to do great design. And I think also to show the world that even in a place like South Africa, you can have an emerging brand that can play on the global market and come out of South Africa and basically reach people around the world.
It's unapologetic that fine jewelry serves a particular market, and those who can afford, and those who can buy, they do buy. You see no slowing down in that particular market of people who can afford fine jewelry.
So that's an interesting point. So there are more and more wealth coming into the world, and inflation also play a role of people valuing less money, so they rather invest in art, in jewelry, in property, and in those things. COVID also taught us that life can come and go quicker than we thought. So people using jewelry to commemorate special event in their life, to leave something beyond their own life to the next generation. But when it's come to a budget, you can find jewelry for any pocket. It really depends on where you want to place yourself.
021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567. What is your relationship with fine jewelry? Is it something that you still maybe secretly hold out for, that your partner is going to, you know, treat you or surprise you with a lovely, you know, diamond-studded necklace, earrings or rings? Amy across the window is a, you know, powerful woman, feminist. But yes, I want a ring Lester, please. Well, or maybe not. Maybe you've moved on with your priorities. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. I'm not a jewelry person. My wife lost my wedding band, so that's why I don't wear it. But I hardly wear a watch, and it's kept together by my daughter's pom-pom. I've never been interested in earrings. I once, as a youth, wore a chain, you know, the zombie chains made out of rubber and maybe a dacha leaf. That's about it. But I can appreciate how beautiful and ornamental what you have in front of me looks, before we get into the detail, speak to me about what, in terms of the decorative social side of what jewelry and adornment means, whether it is a plastic zombie or whether it is a rose gold encrusted with a single diamond. What does this mean for us as humans who culturally adorn ourselves with objects?
Yes, I think jewelry is serving few purposes. On the emotional side, the satisfying, you need to express yourself in a special way. When you curate jewelry along your life, they're becoming a part of you, same as you collecting art into your home, same as you wearing your clothes as a fashion statement. And some pieces obviously have a lot of meaning. If you're getting an engagement ring, there's a really deep meaning. If you inherited something from your parents or your grandparents, it also carry a lot of meaning to it. So I think jewelry have a really emotional connection, beside the fact that it's make a person almost, it's enhance some of the image, it's enhance, it make you feel better. So there's a lot of value for jewelry.
Look, whatever makes you feel better. I have this conversation with friends about why do we buy new football tops, shirts every year. It's because every day, every weekend, when we put it on, it makes us feel better. And if I'm going to pay R1,000, I've done my sums already. If I pay R1,000 for a new football shirt, divide that by the 20 games I will probably go watch with a mate over the course of the next few months, that's R50 a game. Would I pay R50 a game to, like, a day to immediately feel better about myself? Yes, I would. And now that you mention it, wearing a nice piece of jewelry that looks nice and has a sentimental value automatically makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing, again, jewelry also tells a story. So there's a story about the diamond in the jewelry. There's a story where the gold came from. And some of the jewelry are designed especially to spark a conversation and really make things more interesting in life. I mean, it's the same as having a meal without spices. I think jewelry spice you up in a good way.
There's a question here. What exactly is rose gold?
Yeah, it's a great question. So rose gold also refers to a gold when the color is more pinkish. And you can have 18 carat or 9 carat, which is the content of the pure gold. There is just more copper in the alloy of the gold that make the gold color more pinkish. It's mainly seen as a more romantic type of color. So even white gold, it's gold with more silver and other white metal, when yellow gold is less of those. So it is the alloy of the metal that determine the color.
Of course, this is, what is it called? Metallurgy, the science of metals, and in that that pure gold is actually very soft. It is, and that is why you use other metals, jewelers, and use other metals to create an alloy to strengthen that. So you wouldn't have necessarily a 100% pure gold ring, because it would actually be quite soft and malleable. You could probably even squeeze it between your fingers.
I mean, you can use 24 karat gold with a bit of a gallium and make it hard, but it makes the gold, it's very yellowish and rich, and it's also much more expensive. So I think alloy also reduces the cost of the gold and making jewelry more affordable and more durable, like you say.
Eli sends a message, and this is, I think, a bit of a thought experiment. And Eli says, good morning. My ex-girlfriend, now wife, refused a big ring, small and dainty or nothing. So does that mean you bought the big ring and you presented and she turned you away, or she just said small or nothing? And would she have refused, Eli? You can let us know. Would she have refused a big ring? 021-446-0567. Let's talk about value. Listener says, but when you sell your diamond, you never get what your insurance values it for. Can you maybe provide some clarity on that, Yaya?
Yeah, sure. So insurance value and the value that you pay for the ring are two different things. Normally, the insurance will pay the jeweler to replace your ring a certain amount less than insurance discount. So you always need to make sure that you insure the ring for more than what you pay. And also, with the currency devalued against the US dollar, diamond and gold prices going up, you do need to update your insurance. But again, a diamond engagement ring, it is not a financial investment. It is an emotional investment, like we say in the relationship bank. there are a category of investment diamond that are completely a different category when buying jewelry for a loved one.
Eli confirms, yes, she would have refused a big ring. She'd made her once very, very clear beforehand. I'd love to speak to your now wife, Eli. But let's talk about the collection that you have. And you spoke about individualized personal pieces. Conversation starters is where the jewelry market is going. And you've brought out this collection, the Cape Town collection. And it is really, really beautiful because, one, it tugs at the heart of a Capetonian because it's in the design of Table Mountain and Devil's Peak and Lion's Head. And at the bottom, it is the ocean. It is the Atlantic Ocean. It is Table Bay. And we spoke about what a conversation starter is. It is a very interesting design, but at the same time, if you were back at home, a Capetonian would automatically, you know, say, ah, Table Mountain, my home. What is a conversation starter to you?
Yeah, so the ring, and again, I think Cape Town is a really special city compared to any other city in the world where Cape Townians are really passionate about their own city. But the idea behind the Cape Town ring is to have an iconic design that no matter where you go in the world, people will ask you about the ring because it's a really unique design, and anybody that's been to Cape Town or even purchased the ring, when they see another fellow, another person with the same ring, it will get an instant conversation.
Yeah.
And also then you will share your love for Cape Town and hopefully create a greatest awareness, get more visitor, get more tourists, and as a result uplift Cape Town, I think, socially and economically. So it's almost like a brand ambassador for Cape Town worldwide.
I'm looking at the price, and I see that jewelry stores often do this. They put the ring right, and they tuck the price away. They tuck the price away behind the little cushion. And then, I guess the answer is, as soon as you have to ask what the price is, you can't afford it. Well, that's what I'm told.
Oh, so the collection starts from 1500 rand for the silver option. So it is quite affordable in US dollar term, it's about 80 US dollar. So for jewelry, it's very affordable. And then you can have an option, gold with diamond, and various options. So, so it is quite affordable for everyone. And the idea behind it, to have as many people as possible wearing the ring.
So this is obviously, if I'm a tourist here in Cape Town and I want to remind myself and I take it back home to the US or to Europe, this is very much up the tourist market. Was that the idea for this collection?
So part of it is for tourists to buy something from Cape Town and take it home. But again, because the ring is always on your finger and it's always visible, it will initiate a conversation. It will bring Cape Town as a top of mind. And as a result, more visitor will come. When you buy the ring, you're also getting a special book that's called the Cape Town Book that gives you a lot of places that you can visit in Cape Town, a lot of attraction, and you can see the beautiful Cape Town beyond the product. And again, any Cape Townian that is in touch with any visitor, or even for the love of Cape Town, it's almost a unified project. It's a shared responsibility to take Cape Town to the world. We all experienced COVID, and when the tourism have literally gone down, everybody got affected. So we really want to make the awareness for Cape Town on a global scale.
We have a quick call here. Errol in Blue Downs, thank you so much for joining us. What's your question?
Lester, good morning, the listener and your guest. Lester, many years ago, I'm talking about maybe 18, 20 years ago, when I was working in Kenya, I befriended a chap that was assisting me. And he said to me, Errol, I put something in your toolbox for you. And on the day that I left, he said to me, did you find it? I said, well, I never looked. And there was two stones in an envelope. And he said to me, it's Tanzanite.
Are you admitting to smuggling?
Well, I didn't know. You see? But now the thing is this. I don't know whether it's real Tanzanite or not, you know. And I'm so bang to go to somebody to value it. Just as they lock me up. But it's fairly big stones. It's about, I would say about 50 millimeters by about 30. And I got two of them.
Let's ask the expert, Yair. Those dimensions, those seems like huge stones.
Yeah, they seem like big stone. Lucky for you, Tanzanite are legal in South Africa, not like uncut diamond. So you're welcome to bring it to the Szymanski store. Mm. I will have a look for you and we'll give you a really honest value on the spot. Mm. And it is completely legal, so don't be scared.
Errol.
Where do I find this gentleman?
We'll give you all his details. Errol, you know, my wife's birthstone is Tanzanite, eh? Do you want to be a godfather to a new baby? In exchange for a little bit of Tanzanite.
Lester, if it's real stuff, I won't mind sharing it with you, sir.
Hey, I'm joking.
But anyway, send me the guy's details. No, I would love to know this.
Yeah, lots of interest here by Errol. Always trying to score you. But this is a great collection and a fascinating story about your history in fine jewelry, but also looking at the market. More information, where are your stores, your outlets, your websites?
Okay, so the Captain Ring, you can purchase it at the Szymanski stores in the Clock Tower or the V&A Waterfront. We're also going to have a lot of other retailers and vendors that will also sell the ring, because again, our aim is to have as many people wearing the ring. Any profit or proceeding from the ring going back into market Cape Town to the world under the CapetownRing.com website. So it's not a jewelry website. It's a website with information, with content, with things to do. And the idea is to create a great marketing initiative that no other city in the world have ever done to really benefit everyone in Cape Town.
Yahir Szymanski, thanks so much for joining us. And I wish I'd clipped my fingernails because I want to take some pictures with some rings on. But thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much for sharing your story. I think it's a great initiative. I think it's a great design. Not my taste to wear on my fingers, but definitely it will find taste with someone. Yahir, unfortunately running out of time, but thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.